the land you came from. Mm-hmm.
And for both of us, we're both
American.
Would you ever have any names for the black people? Maybe, would you ever hear names like darkies or joking terms and things like that?
Well, historically, the black race are Negroes. Mm-hmm. N-E-G-R-O-E-S. Mm-hmm. Now, they're often called, particularly by their own race, niggers. Mm-hmm. N-I-G-G-E-R-S. But they're dark-skinned people. Mm-hmm. And, well, they're the Negroid race, is what they are.
Would you ever hear of names for white people that maybe they're not too well off or not educated or they're too lazy or they don't work?
They're a certain class of people, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. They're non-productive. Mm-hmm. They're, as you say, lazy. Mm-hmm. They lack, many of the blacks, they want something for nothing.
What would a cracker be?
A what?
A cracker.
Well, that's a nickname given people in Georgia and other parts of the South by people in other areas that referred to him as a Georgia cracker. He was just a resident there. And to distinguish him, just an ordinary servant. Maybe didn't have much education, didn't have much chance. Maybe he was just a common white man, but they called him a cracker.
What would a redneck be?
That depends on who was using the term. Now, some of those up north like to refer to the people of Georgia or Alabama or something as rednecks. Those who are politically different from them and who don't have too high opinion of the other people.
If you call somebody a redneck, what kind of person would you be talking about?
Well, you'd be talking about some fellow that you didn't hold in too high esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily ignorant people, mm-hmm. but maybe they were just back, kind of like they used to refer to mountain people, as a mountaineer.
If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight, but it's
time to go. A friend of mine and his wife had some company over the house, uh-huh. and they just kept staying and didn't leave. Mm-hmm. So he finally said to his wife, Agnes, let you and I go to bed where these people can go home.
If somebody's waiting for you to get ready, they might say, will you be ready soon? You might answer, well, I'll be with you in
2 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Or just a few moments.
If you want to point out something, maybe right over, you might say, well, just, you might say, you might point your finger and say,
that's a fireplace, or something like that.
If you want to know how many times, you might say, how